Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Now, there's a famous saying that I heard, I think it was at a Bugatti dealership.
Oh.
When one emerald-encrusted automatic sliding door closes, another diamond-encrusted automatic sliding door opens.
Oh,
the classic
man.
Yeah. Yeah. And basically, it's like when you lose one opportunity, another one will come along. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened to one of our listeners who needs a second date update from us today. His name is Nico. And apparently, he was able to take an awkward situation and actually turn it into a date.
What? All right, Nico.
That's good.
Isn't that right, Nico?
Hi, everyone.
Welcome.
How are you?
Oh, we're doing well, Nico. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay. Sounds like it.
Tell us about the female door that opened for you. What's her name?
That is not, right. No.
Oh, is
no
that, well, are, I mean, you know what I mean.
Women are an object. Okay.
No, yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't know if I know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay. No one does.
Tell us about the girl that you want to call today.
That's how you say it.
I was just trying to go back to the door metaphor.
No.
Okay.
No. No.
All right. What's her name?
Her name is Jessie, and it's kind of weird. So I was at this work event, mm-hmm. and this lady gave me her number.
In a professional way, or gave you...
No, it was kind of like a, okay, let's vibe each other out.
Oh, okay.
And so I texted the number, and I said something like, it was great meeting you last night.
Uh-huh.
And then Jessie texted back, and she was like, who is this?
Oh, wait, what? Jessie wasn't the girl at the work event?
Jessie wasn't the woman.
Oh.
It was so this lady just gave me this other number, I guess a fake number.
That's got to be a little bit of a shot to the ego.
It was, but it wasn't as big of a shot to the ego as when Jessie said, because I told her this, mm-hmm. and she goes, oh, why would she give you a different number? Are you ugly?
Oh my God, but that was such a good opening because it means send me your pic.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Way to go, Jessie.
Yeah, like you tell me.
Exactly. So I didn't even think, I just send a photo of myself. Whoa. But then without me having to ask, like, what do you look like? She just sent me a photo.
Oh, good.
A fairly suggestive photo.
Oh.
Better, bro.
What's up, Jessie? Best wrong number ever.
One of those female doors was definitely opening at that point.
What are you guys? No.
Stop.
No. Oh, my God.
Well, so you guys are vibing, obviously. Did this turn into a date?
Well, yeah, we did. And, like, we didn't really make a plan, but we ended up doing this thing that's kind of weird for a first date, I admit.
Okay. Ooh, what does that mean?
Oh, wait.
Okay.
I mean, are we all thinking different things here?
Yeah. I'm not thinking anything.
I'm not sure what you mean. What happened?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that weird, but I can imagine that someone would. We did a skincare regimen together.
That is not what I was thinking.
Definitely strange.
Okay.
Wait, but this could be cute. Like you played like day spa where you did like face masks and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'd be into that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that'd but nice. You're a married woman. Like, that's different than going on
know,
a first
Alexis?
Date and giving each other facials.
It's kind of cute.
The thing is, though, I actually have a very regimented skincare that I do for myself.
That's rare. I mean, at least all the guy friends I have, I don't think any of them, maybe one of them.
No.
Really
I know. And you
cares.
All are going to be so old looking soon.
More importantly, what did Jessie think about this?
Mm-hmm. Well, she loved it. And as, like, we put on our honey avocado face mask.
That
honey
sounds
avocado.
Nice.
I'd rather eat it.
Yes.
If it were me and you asked me to do a skincare routine on a first date, I'd kind of think you were telling me I had bad skin or something.
And I even said that. I said, hey, this is not a comment on how I feel about your skin. Mm. I just think it's a very fun activity, and I like doing it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Honestly, Brooke, I have an eye skincare thing that will make you look 20 years younger.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I mean, if you want me to look 7 years old again, fine.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
Sure.
Bro, you'll be closer to mine.
No, but honestly.
No!
You guys... Honestly, email that to me.
Okay.
It's already sent.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
Because
okay.
my belief is the fact that, like, if people took better care of their skin, the world would honestly be a better looking place.
It's like if the middle race just got a little bit of skin care, all the problems would be solved.
Makes sense. Just
everything.
Yeah. Throw some avocado masks over there into Syria.
I mean, I actually think...
Can you see Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un.
Just a little
cucumber, cucumbers over his eyes.
Yeah.
No, but like this gives you a lot of opportunity to flirt together, right? Like, how were you two on the date?
Well, I mean, we were just like vibing and we didn't really talk that much, but I don't know. It was just very calming and I felt very like relaxed with her.
Okay.
That's good.
So how did the date end?
Well, so eventually we peeled off our masks and I called her an Uber and I kissed her goodbye. And ever since then, I feel like she's avoiding me. I'll text her every once in a while and be like, hey, what's up? And she's kind of like, yeah, I don't know. Let me check my schedule. And those texts have been getting increasingly more sporadic. So I just don't really know what to do.
Do you think that there's any way it came off as like you friend zoned her almost? I mean, like she sent you this sexy like pic of herself, and then you guys were doing kind of a slumber party, you know, which is fine.
I could see that.
I know, and I would totally agree with you if we didn't make out.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you fully made out.
Kissed.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I mean, we kissed, but then it slowly turned into a makeout, but I kind of had to stop it because I didn't want my pores to get like too messy.
Okay. Yeah, you hate for that to happen.
God.
Well, here's what we're gonna do. Let's play a song. While we do that, you could put on some like watermelon eye serum or something, and then we'll come back.
I already have it.
Oh, of course you do. Excuse me. Well, we'll come back.
I'm exfoliating as we speak.
Yeah. And then we'll call Jesse for you. We'll try to get you a second date update, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. If you're just joining us for the second date update, we've been talking to Nico, who found a woman named Jesse through a wrong number. Because he was meaning to text a different woman. And even though they'd never met before, the two of them wound up chatting and hitting it off. Eventually, they had a first date at Nico's apartment where he gave her a facial.
And I mean, it's always a good date, dude.
An actual beauty facial.
Yes, thank
with
you.
Green tea exfoliators and moisturizers, matching honey avocado face mask, that type of thing.
Right.
And after they got all made up, they had a nice little make out. But now she hasn't been making any time for Nico.
Okay.
Ooh,
that was clever.
That was clever.
Yes.
Thank you. Spent like 20 minutes on that one.
I figured. But that's why I wanted to compliment you.
So here we go. Nico, how are you feeling going into this phone call?
I'm feeling all right. I'm just kind of curious as to what's going on, if she's interested or not.
Well, and the thing is, if it turns out she's not interested, I mean, what a cool story to have, right? Like, I feel like you're going to win no matter what. You got a wrong number from a lady, and you ended up texting a person you didn't know, going on a date and having a great time.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, yes, the date was amazing, but, like, the amazing part about it truly was the exfoliating activity that we were doing.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that was part of the story, too. Not quite as serendipitous,
really,
but yeah.
Stuck out. Okay. All right, so I'm going to dial Jesse's number, and we're going to get your second date update. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Jesse.
This is Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. My name's Jeffrey. I work on a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a second to talk with us?
From a radio show?
Yep. I have the whole morning show here with me. We got Brooke and Jose and Alexis.
Hey, Jesse.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
We're happy to have you on the show with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know so you weren't expecting this, but we're doing a segment called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to that person for you to figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, but is there more that I need to know?
Well, the only other part that I need to tell you is that the guy that emailed us about you, his name is Nico. You remember Nico?
Wait. Hold on. What do you mean? Nico, so he does want to go out with me again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told us about your date, and he said he had a lot of fun with you, but he mentioned that he's been having a hard time getting a hold of you, that you've been avoiding him, and he's just really wanting to... What?
I'm not avoiding him. But I just texted him a couple days ago.
You did?
Yes.
He made it sound like you hadn't talked to him at all.
Yeah.
I'm really confused. I mean, I'd like to see him again.
So you had fun doing the face masks and the, you know, basically the day spa date at his place?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a typical date. Like, yes, we did do face masks and, you know, it's not necessarily the impression of what Manly is, but I really liked it.
Jesse, what I need to know is, like, that eye cream that he was talking about, does it really make your eyes look
I really liked it. Okay. My face felt super fast.
Well, I don't like him now because he lied to us.
I don't know if he lied. I think he must have misunderstood something.
Yeah,
Did he not get the text?
Let's get some clarification so we're all on the same page here. Jesse, I need to tell you, Nico's been on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh,
hi, Jesse.
Okay.
Hi. Hi. I really appreciated that you like the skincare. I'm glad that you said that to Brooke. That means a lot to me.
Nico, that's not really the point right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry if there was any miscommunication on my part.
No. That's fine. But your face felt smooth and exfoliated.
Nico, what are you talking about? She said that she likes you and she's been texting with you and she obviously wants to go out again. Why did you call us?
I just wanted to make sure that she had the best skincare possible. Because I promised her, I was like, you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and your face is going to feel the best it's ever felt.
Okay, but yes, great. We got that. Yeah, can we focus on maybe setting up another date here? That's the whole point of this call.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that that rousing endorsement that you gave, that was honest. And
what? Why didn't you tell us?
Why are you so focused on the skincare stuff, dude?
And why didn't you tell us that she texted you? You said she hasn't.
All right. All right.
Up.
Hold on. If I'm going to be completely transparent here.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually a sales rep for skincare. I just wanted to make sure that everyone is getting the best skincare possible.
What are you saying? Stop it.
So you just called us to throw out a plug for your skincare line?
This whole thing has been a pitch?
Okay.
Oh, man.
I guess so, but I wouldn't have done it if this wasn't the number one skincare product.
You wouldn't have done it if you weren't involved in some pyramid scheme trying to hang up.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if any of your listeners want some of the best.
Okay.
No.
I mean, here's the thing. I get enough emails like this from old sorority sisters. I don't need it from you, too. Okay.
Let me guess. Next, you're like, I have tummy tea to sell you.
Yeah. That's not how these phone calls work, dude. Like, where people ask us for a second date and then halfway through they plug their skincare line.
Yes. And it's also not how advertisement works on the radio.
Yeah.
No. Like, we have a whole sales department if you want to talk to them, Nico.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay. Well, but again, if any of your listeners want access to any of all of
our. All
product.
Of our
okay.
listeners have amazing
I'm your guy.
Skin.
Okay, we're gonna bleep that anyway. So
yes.
Jesse, do you have any questions for Nico here about the date? Can we just focus on the date part of this?
Does he want to?
Nico, I'm feeling kind of used here. Did you just date me so that you could do this?
Well, I mean, no.
Oh,
kinda,
man.
But not like.
Oh.
Did you actually like Jesse at all?
No. I really like her. And if there's an opportunity to, you know, hang out in a kind of more of a casual kind of thing,
what?
I would totally be down for that.
Casual?
Are you friend zoning?
Yeah.
Jesse.
I actually wanted to go out with you. Wow. So I take it. Yeah, like you said, I'm just being friend-zoned right now.
So, Jesse, wait. Normally, I would be asking Jesse this question, but I feel like I need to ask Nico first.
I agree.
Based on how this phone call has gone.
Yeah, dude.
Nico, do you want to go out on another date with Jesse?
I mean, if it was sort of a more casual kind of thing.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's...
No.
Wow.
Jesse, I'm sorry. But you know what? All your friends and family are going to be so happy that they don't have to get hit up by your new boyfriend.
Yeah, that is so true.
You know, coupon code and discount code.
But they're also going to be really happy at how clear and beautiful your skin is, Jesse.
You guys are laughing and carrying on, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But this is the number one skincare product in the entire world.
Oh,
well, now that you say that,
I didn't know
it was number one.
Oh my God.
If your listeners want to type in a promo code to NICO to get up to 25% off all of products. I was serious about giving you that ice hair cream, Brooke.
He'll give you a sample and then you'll have to pay for a bunch later.
I'm good.
Jesse, how are you feeling? Are you giving up on love after this?
Oh.
I'm going to have to laugh about this. I was a little shocked throughout it, but now I'm just like, thanks for helping me dodge a bullet, you guys.
Yeah, for real.
At least you got some free product use.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
.com, promo code Nico.
Okay. That's enough, dude.
That is enough.
Moving 92.5.